Kevin McCarthy, Omar, Tlaib distancing Democratic Party from Israel. By Deborah Danan on August 13, 2019. Tel Aviv, Congresswomen Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are part of a movement within the Democratic Party that is pulling it away from Israel. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican California, told the Jerusalem Post on Tuesday. In a wide-ranging interview, McCarthy also said that anti-Semitism is growing around the world in measurements we have probably not seen since the 1930s. McCarthy expressed his concern that the new, young, most popular members of the Democratic Party are distancing themselves from the Democrats' long-standing support for Israel. They are not a few freshmen anymore. They are the movement within the party, he said, adding that the trend was concerning for the long term. According to McCarthy, who is in Israel leading a delegation of 31 Republicans on an IPAC-affiliated trip, this new wave within the Democratic Party has for the first time ushered in an atmosphere of needing to fight for Israel in Congress. He noted that the anti-BDS Bill S.1, which passed overwhelmingly in the Republican-controlled Senate in February, failed to pass in the Democrat-controlled House. At the time, 6 of the 7 Democratic Party presidential candidates in the Senate voted against the bill. I don't think that this would have happened at any other time, McCarthy said. This is different than what I have felt in other Congresses. I never felt you had to fight for pro-Israel legislation. There is an element you have to fight for now. Last week, a delegation of 41 House Democrats led by House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer flew to Israel on a similar trip. Hoyer noted that the large number of Democrats who participated in the trip proved that the party's mainstream was still pro-Israel. McCarthy dismissed the argument, saying that Hoyer would have never made such a distinction 2 years ago. The mainstream, yes. But why would you not want to say the entire party is? Do I have to say the mainstream Republican Party is pro-Israel, or do I say the entire party? That is the difference, McCarthy said. McCarthy lamented the fact that the majority of American Jews are Democratic voters but said that would not impact the way his party views Israel. We are not doing this for votes, he told the paper. We do this because it is what we believe, based upon our principles and philosophy. Israeli Jews, on the other hand, seem to support the Republican Party primarily because of President Donald Trump's policies such as moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. He kept his word on what he said he would do, McCarthy said. I don't think there has ever been a stronger administration for Israel, he said. That's the leadership of this president.